On day three of the Red Canyon fire, generators hummed near a field dotted with tents. Firefighters decked in yellow and green were maintaining their temporary living quarters just outside an elementary school. DJ Pareja is from New Mexico. He's part of the ground support team.
I can go up on the line and I can do ground support here. Taking care of the camp, make sure everything's running good, keep it clean.
Pareja is part of a Type 2 team that was called to the blaze after it grew in size.
It may go directly to a Type 2 incident like this one did. Due to complexity, nearness to buildings and towns and that sort of thing.
That's fire spokesman Bill Kite. When the fire's management transitioned from local agencies to the Type 2 team, many resources came with it.
The people, in this case, some 55 people that have to fly here or drive here, already a caterer has been ordered and helicopters have been ordered and tankers. And so that process is already in the middle of happening, and that's where the cost comes in.
In the end, the cost of the team and its fire suppression efforts totaled $1,026,000. So just where did that money come from? That's where it gets complex. In this case, three agencies are getting stuck with the bill. And it's sort of a domino effect, starting with one of the first agencies to respond to the fire, which lightning sparked on August 11th. Jim Sears is with the Garfield County Sheriff's Office.
So if a fire starts on a fire district's property, technically they're responsible for the cost of that fire. If it gets out of their capability of handling it themselves, then we can take over.
The Red Canyon fire started in the Glenwood Springs Fire District and grew, so the sheriff's office stepped in. Then it became larger and required more resources, so the Type 2 team took over. Bill Kite says it includes seasoned firefighters.
The team is made up of all sorts of agencies, federal agencies like the Park Service, the Forest Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Fire behavior specialists and meteorologists were also brought in. Before this team arrived, a phone call was made in the middle of the night.
In this particular case, the governor had to be woken up at 1 in the morning to sign the emergency firefighter permission for us to proceed.
Governor Hickenlooper's approval unlocked state funds. First up is the state's Emergency Fire Fund, or EFF. About four dozen counties contribute to this fund. It puts firefighters and equipment on the ground in complex fires. Problem is, says Jim Sears, the fund zeroes out fast.
It's a fund that can get used up fairly quickly if you have really big fires at the first of the year.
The EFF had just $1 million at the start of 2013. Fires early in the year easily blew through it. So next in line was the Disaster Emergency Fund. It takes money from the state's budget. Luckily, says Sears, there's always a fallback.
I've never had an experience where they say, oh, we're out of money and we can't do anything for you. If it was going to go that way, and the EFF fund was out, they still found money somewhere.
So here's how the final tally shakes out. Garfield County is picking up the firefighting costs before the governor signed over control to the state. The state will pay for suppression expenses on roughly half of the burn area, the part that scorched private land. The Bureau of Land Management will pick up the bill for the blackened plot on federal land. That breakdown is similar to how firefighting is paid for around Colorado. But that equation can get even more complicated with larger blazes like the Black Forest fire. The fire burned near Colorado Springs in June and cost an estimated $13 million to fight. Even though the 14,000-acre blaze burned on private land, federal dollars streamed in. In fact, FEMA picked up about 75% of the cost. The state paid for the remainder of the bill through its Disaster Emergency Fund. Once again, that pot of money was used because the fund meant to pay for such disasters, the EFF, was already used up. In Aspen, I'm Marcy Grevenen.